Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for September 18th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have the Google Home Hub, which is a product name that you're going to be hearing a lot more on this podcast as of today. It's Google's first-party smart display that's been rumored since about a year ago, and now we know pretty much everything about it. It's going to be likely priced around $150, and it's going to have a 7-inch display. It kind of looks like a point-of-sale system, or kind of a tablet you might see at a restaurant, but it is pretty nice looking. It looks kind of like a mashup between the JBL and Lenovo smart displays we've already seen that were announced at CES, and perhaps a Google Home Mini or Google Home Max. Next up, we have the Google Pixel 3 and 3 XL again. So the Pixel 3 and 3 XL have both leaked out extensively already, but today we got the very first official press renders, or at least we think they're official press renders, that very clearly show both devices' wide-angle front-facing camera. Other than that, there's not much new here. We also get to see the fabric cases that Google will also likely be launching alongside the phones. And finally today, we have Chrome OS 69, which is rolling out now with the Google Material theme redesign that rolled out to Chrome browsers just a week or two ago, and also Nightlight Linux support, which is something that's been brewing for a really long time. It was announced back at I/O. It's finally here with Chrome OS 69 and the stable channel, dictation, and much more. You can read all these stories and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.